Then when you leave your house, you'll leave with an identity in Christ. And no weakness will eat your lunch. No flesh will overtake you. You will leave your house in the anointing and presence of the Most High God. John G. Lake used to look in a mirror and say, the man in that suit of clothes is filled with God, and today somebody will be blessed. And he'd walk right out of the house. Man, when I talk like that, I feel the Holy Ghost all over me. But watch this. Whether I feel him or not, it hasn't changed. He's still the Lord. You wake up in the morning, and some people say, well, I just feel alone. So don't live by your feelings. Live by your faith. Well, I never feel God in the morning. Know that he's real and start releasing your faith, and God might just slip up on you and overtake you. Who knows? But you got to start with faith. Oh! See, I wake up tomorrow morning and it feels dry as a bone, and I feel 100 miles from God. I already read the word. He'll never leave me or forsake me. He's right there. What I feel means absolutely nothing. I used to pray for the sick and get all vibrating and buzzing, and the anointing was so incredible. My rib cage would go zzzz, and my face would get numb. It's amazing. And it would mess me up every time because I'd be like, God is on me. That's what I used to do, you know? And watch. And then some days, I didn't feel all that. And I caught myself going, well, Father, I just thank you you're here, and I thank you you love them. And I'd be trying to stir something or feel something. And all of a sudden, one day, I realized I wasn't feeling God at all. And I was driving the car, and I said, Lord, I don't feel you anymore when I pray for the sick or minister. I said, what's up? Is there anything wrong? He said, there's nothing wrong. I took the feelings from you, so you're unlimited. He said, because you've been caught getting bold and aggressive when you feel me and changing when you don't. And you're called the minister by faith. I said, that works for me, God. I said, that works for me because I don't want to be limited. I don't want to wait and conjure up God and stir up a feeling. I want to know he's Lord. And when I touch you, you better hold on because he's coming. You see what I'm saying? Man, I feel the power of God on that. See, so I touch people sometimes and I don't feel nothing. And I don't know what they're going through because they're feeling something. But I like that because I don't need to feel God. God is. Any man that comes to God must first believe that he is. That he is what? Everything he said he is. And if he said he'll heal you, he'll heal you. You hear what I'm saying? Now, there's times he lets me feel. Like, I'm feeling this whole service. I'm feeling now. But sometimes when I go to pray for the sick, it all just shuts down. And that would throw some people back, and they'd get self-conscious and think God left them high and dry. And, oh, God, now there ain't no power. Nope. Be healed. You see what I'm saying? Nothing changes. God's the same. You live by faith. We're getting a lot of little nuggets. I hope you're getting the little nuggets. We're throwing out there little nuggets. You just, anybody want to scoop them up, just get them. Go ahead and covet them, you know. You can covet the word. Amen. That's not sin. You receive the gift of righteousness, you will what? Reign in life. Wow. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that offense might abound. Wow. God had a strategy in the Ten Commandments. You mean he wasn't trying to condemn us? No, he was trying to show us in our own strength we couldn't fulfill his integrity and his moral value, and we need desperate help. The law was a tutor to point us to the things to come. The law was simply showing that the offense was profuse. You and I could not do what God created us to do without his grace. That's humbling, isn't it? So why are so many Christians still trying to do that? What do you want to do? Go up to heaven and get a pat on the back?